So, did you recognize that tenor saxophonist? I thought maybe not. Her name is Roxy Koss, and it comes from her new CD just out called Restless Idealism, Roxy Koss on tenor saxophone, and a tune titled Don't Cross the Koss. Titled it that way because people are always mixing up her last name and trying to make her Roxy Koss. She's not. She's Roxy Koss. And she was heard here with her own group, including Alex Wintz on guitar, Chris Patashall on piano, Deseron Douglas on bass, and Willie Jones III on drums. Great group. And also on this album is a trumpet player with whom she works regularly as part of his group, Jeremy Pelt. It's from a new Origin CD, Restless Idealism, Roxy Koss, graduate of the Garfield High Jazz Program many years ago, and now forced to be reckoned with on the New York scene herself. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today we're going to be listening to some new releases and talking about some upcoming jazz events in the coming week. Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott have gotten together again. Ray Vega is a New York-based trumpet player who befriended Thomas Marriott when he was first living in the city. And Thomas is now come back to make his home in Seattle, but they're still close friends, and they get together periodically to do some two-trumpet work. And so the new album just out is called Return of the East-West Trumpet Summit. The new one is a little different lineup because it has organist George Colligan on the Hammond B3, Matt Jorgensen is on drums, and we'll hear them doing an original by Thomas Marriott, which has a couple of different titles. Here it's called The Bourgeoulou, also known as At the Summit, with Ray Vega on flugelhorn, George Colligan on organ, and Thomas Marriott on trumpet. Thank you. That's a great tune. It was written by Bobby Watson years ago, and here it was played by a 10-piece group, the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, and it features the arrangements of Bob Hammer, who plays piano with the ensemble. Bob Hammer's an internationally renowned arranger who makes his home in this area. And this group is going to be playing tonight in Renton at Sugar Jazz Bistro, where they are playing regularly on the last Sunday of the month each month. So that's at Sugar Jazz Bistro tonight for this Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. And we heard them doing that great Bobby Watson tune called Wheel Within a Wheel. Solos by the leader of the ensemble, Nathaniel Schlemmer. Guitarist was Frank Seeberger. Before that, the new one from Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott together. Ray Vega heard on flugelhorn and Thomas on trumpet on that one. Hammond B3 organ work of George Colligan and drummer Matt Jorgensen from the new CD, The Return of the East-West Jazz Summit. And that's new on Origin Records. We heard them doing the Bourgeoisie composition by Thomas Marriott. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Taking a look at our jazz calendar for the coming week, some interesting stuff coming up. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, as I mentioned, is playing tonight at Sugar Jazz Bistro in Renton from 6 to 9. Michael Gott's Keith Lowe duo is back playing at Bake's Place on Mondays and Tuesdays starting at 6 o'clock. Duo of guitar and bass there every Monday and Tuesday. Jay Thomas' big band will be playing Tuesday at Tula's. Jay's back in town again. Glad to have him back. There's a benefit for Seattle Jazz Ed Scholarship Fund at the Triple Door on Thursday next week. Also on Thursday, Jacob Zimmerman Quintet will be playing their regular first Thursday of the month gig at Egan's Ballard Jam House. Stephanie Patton sings with Thomas Marriott and Jesse Sullivan on Thursday at Tula's. And there's a Milk Klebe Memorial Band with a 10-piece band playing at Boxley's on Thursday night. Great band, great arrangements by Milk Klebe. And David Sanborn's Electric Band opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday and continues through Sunday. Friday, Dimitri Matheny, who specializes in flugelhorn, will be playing at Egan's, and Rob Sheps plays Sonny Rollins and Wayne Shorter's music Friday and Saturday at Tula's. Saturday is the Tacoma Jazz Walk. 8 venues and about a dozen different jazz groups are playing the Tacoma Jazz Association presentation. Among the artists appearing are Kareem Candy, Pearl Django, Rich Wetzel, David Deacon Joyner, Danny Kolke, Lance Buller, Gary Schutz, Tracy Knopp, Johnny Kendrick, Andre Mundo's Brazilian group, the Tracy Knope group with Bill Ramsey on baritone sax. For more information, see the Tacoma Jazz Association's Tacoma Jazz Walk website. And those are just a few highlights. For more information about other good places to go for live jazz, check out the KPLU Jazz Calendar and also the very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's some music from saxophonist Tracy Knope, who's heard on alto, I believe, on this tune, with John Hansen on piano, Larry Holloway on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. From Tracy's album called Getting Sentimental, we'll hear the title tune, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Thank you. It's Lance Buller and the Road Stars. Lance Buller on trumpet and Chris Spencer on guitar. Teddy Dortz, the tenor saxophonist, with Chuck Kissler bass and Ken French on drums. And we heard them doing the Horace Silver tune Song for My Father. And before that, we were listening to Tracy Knope on alto sax with John Hansen piano, Larry Holloway bass, and Greg Williamson on drums, recorded live at Boxley's in North Bend, playing the standard Getting Sentimental Over You. Both of those groups are going to be playing in the Tacoma Jazz Walk, which takes place next Saturday night. About a dozen different groups in various locations in Tacoma. For more information, just look for Tacoma Jazz Walk online. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Thanks for listening to KPLU. If you'd like to continue listening to KPLU for years to come, you're going to need to take some action. We have until June 30th to raise the $7 million it'll take to buy 88.5 from Pacific Lutheran University before it's sold to the University of Washington. So KPLU's future is up to you. You can learn more and make a donation at kplu.org. Next up, some music from Canada. We're going to be listening to Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone first, and then we're going to be listening to a singer from Victoria. We'll hear the title tune from a new album by Miranda Sage, a beautiful song which was written by Don Thompson and Miranda, called On This Day. First, here's Corey Weeds on tenor sax with an L.A. rhythm section, Jeff Hamilton on drums, Tamir Hendelman on piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, and we'll hear them doing a tune by George Cables called Mr. Baggy Pants.
Thank you. The shadows are growing long, my lover. Close that door. Don't wait anymore. Dance me to life on this day.
Hold me tight.
that's all right. Dancing to love on this day.
What a beautiful tune, beautiful arrangement, and great singing from a new album by Miranda Sage called On This Day. That was the title song, with the music and arrangement by Don Thompson, who was heard on piano, and the words by Miranda Sage. On This Day. Some of our favorite Canadian musicians involved in this, including Red Schwager on guitar and Neil Swainson on bass and Terry Clark on drums, Phil Dwyer, the tenor sax, and Kevin Turcotte was the trumpet soloist on that tune, On This Day, Miranda Sage. Before that, we were listening to Corey Weeds on tenor sax with Jeff Hamilton on drums, Tamir Handelman piano, and Christoph Luthi on bass, the Jeff Hamilton trio, and Corey Weeds doing the tune by George Cables called Mr. Baggy Pants. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, and we have time for a couple more today. A couple of artists who are playing this next week. First is the Milk Klebe Dectet. Milk Klebe Memorial Dectet is playing at Boxley's in North Bend on Thursday. Milt was just a wonderful arranger, and his music is going to live on for a long time, I have a feeling, particularly with people like this to play it. Bill Ramsey, Travis Ranney, and Jim Coyle, and Milt Klebe, the saxes, Brad Allison and Jay Thomas, trumpets, Dan Marcus, trombone, John Hanson, piano, Chuck Deardorff, bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. And this is the title tune from the album Something If Nothing Else, the Milt Klebe Dectet.
Thank you.
an old tune, and it still has a lot of energy in it, for sure. It was written by Don Byas. It's called Riffin' and Jivin', and it goes back to the 40s or something like that. And it's played in a recent recording by the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet, which plays the first Thursday of each month at Egan's Ballard Jammer House in Ballard. And the tune was titled Riffin' and Jivin' by Don Byas, with Jacob Zimmerman, the tenor sax, Raymond Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson piano, Nate Parker bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. The Milk Klebe Dectet heard before that, and we heard them doing the title tune from the album Something If Nothing Else. The Milk Klebe Dectet will be playing on Thursday at Boxley's in North Bend. And that wraps up our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9,